How do we know what the inside of the planet is like?
Indeed. Now, that's a really very good question, because we're used to wandering around on the surface. How do we know what's actually going on underneath?
So one way of knowing is actually to drill into the Earth and take rock samples. And this was attempted at a place called Kola in the Baltic Shield. The drilling of a 9-inch wide borehole took place in 1989, but it only reached 12,000 metres.
So 12 kilometres?
Yeah, 12 kilometres.
That's a long hole.
Yeah, 7.6 miles deep.
So how far into the crust is that, though? How thick is the crust?
So the crust is different in different places, but it can be from 10 kilometres to 100 kilometres. But they were in one of these cratonic shield areas we've been talking about before, so in the centre of one of the continents where it tends to be thickest. So they only really
scratch the surface. So it's a good 100 kilometres, so they're literally 10% of the way into it.
So that is the deepest artificial point on Earth. So we actually, to understand the composition of the Earth, of the planet, we have to rely on remote sensing. So that's using techniques like gravity, like magnetics. But by far and away, the most effective method has been seismology. And it's to use natural earthquakes that are set off on the Earth's surface or in the subsurface, and to see the way in which those sound waves that have been generated by the natural earthquakes, how they pass through the planet. And what we're looking at is variations in velocity. We're looking at how changes are recorded as that sound wave passes through the Earth. What that shows us is changes in rock properties, particularly because rocks change under temperature and under pressure. So we have seismograms all the way around the Earth to actually record earthquakes. And that allows us to build up a seismic velocity map of the internal parts of the Earth. And so we can split that out into several different pieces. Where basically, we see the Earth is layered in sort of spherical shells, for want of a better word. We've got the outer part, which is the crust, as you say, Chris. That's actually less than 1% of the Earth's volume. Secondly, as we go deeper, we go into the mantle, and we have a sudden increase in seismic velocity. And then inside that, we have the core. So the centre of the Earth is the core. The mantle makes up a mass of about two-thirds of the Earth.
So that's the lion's share. I was very lucky, actually. I was in Croatia, I was in Zagreb, and I went to the lab of Mohorovcicic, who was the guy who did all the amazing calculations to about five or six decimal places by hand in the 1800s to work out a lot of these sound wave propagations. He was using earthquakes to actually to do this.
That's right. And that moho is actually the boundary between the mantle and the crust.
And they've got all these old notebooks, so it was a real privilege to see that.